Hello, and welcome to the first show for The Voice of Love. I am very, very, very grateful to be here tonight. I was just talking with Dawn about, it was in 2004 when I started a radio show on BBS Radio, right when Dawn first started having live radio. And I did a few shows, and I had just started to channel Jeshua ben Joseph. Many know as Jesus, but he calls himself Jeshua ben Joseph. And I had been doing a few radio shows for, a few weeks, when all of a sudden I received the message that I was not ready yet. And as you can imagine, I was not happy about that, but I called Dawn and I said, I have to stop the show. And little did I know, it would be 7 years later when I would be told that I was ready to bring this forward. So I'd like to just give you a little bit of background about myself, not very much, because truly this is not about me. It's about the love that moves through me. But I'd like to share with you how it all began and to give you a better perspective of what we're doing here and why I'm here and what this show is going to be about. It was in 2004 that I had gone through something in my life, as many of us do, that was extremely painful. And I was so distraught. And I was in my home up in the hills and feeling just so terribly wounded and lost and alone. And I cried out one night and I said, this world can't be real. And I heard out of nowhere, I heard, it's not real, sweet one. It's not real. And I could hardly believe that I heard that, and I could hardly believe what I was hearing, but I knew I heard it. There was no denying what I heard. And then I started to be asked to sit down at my computer and start to channel through me and write and type the messages that he was going to give me. But before I could do that, he asked me a question. There was probably a week after that time when I heard it's not real. I was in my living room, and he came and appeared to me. And he asked me if I would be willing to give up the world that I thought I saw to be a clear conduit for him to reach into this dimension through me. And I'll tell you, at that time, if I think I would have known what that meant, to give up the world that I thought I see, I might not have said yes so quickly. It's been quite a journey. However, I did say yes. Yes, I'm willing. And that began a process that's been going on now since 2004. And it has been the most wondrous journey, filled with miracles, also filled with great times of unknowingness and fear. Because what Jeshua told me when he came to me was, in order for me to share with the world what he was going to bring through me, that I had to experience it for myself first. And he was very adamant about that, which I didn't quite understand at the time. But what I came to realize, and he has taught me so well, he likens it to somebody telling you how great a restaurant is, and they have the best food, and you hear about it, and you know about it, and you hear about it from 5, 6, 8 people. But until you go into the restaurant and eat the food for yourself, you don't know that the food is delicious, right? You can hear about it. You can be told about it. You can read about it. But until you experience it for yourself, you don't know it. And that was the message he kept bringing me over and over again, was that his deepest desire is for us to come to know that only love is real. And many of us heard that through many of the teachings, the Course in Miracles, Way of Mastery. I, by the way, am a student of the Way of Mastery. But what he was trying to express to me that I would like to share with you is his deepest desire, and the reason for this show is for you to be given tools and what he calls dharmas. He's given me 18 dharmas that were the teachings that he was given mostly by the Essenes when he walked this earth, but also a lot of it is the Gnostic teachings. And that these were the tools, the teachings that brought him to the conclusion of what we know as his life, where he stepped into his total mastery of self. And through me, he brought these dharmas that are very short but very powerful, that lead you into total self-enlightenment. But in order for me to receive each one, I would be asked a question, and then I would have to experience the answer for myself through my very life. That my life had become an ashram, and that my life was now about learning what he was teaching me, experiencing it for myself, much like eating the spaghetti at the restaurant, so that I would know that only love is real. And it's been a wondrous, magical journey, and at times it's been a very lonely journey. However, I'll say to you that to be sitting here today, first of all, I'm humbled to be able to be here with you and to bring the gifts of his love through me to you. There is such a love and a softness that comes from Jeshua. And his deepest desire is for us to see what he sees. And what he sees in us is only the truth of us, only the radiant light that we are, only the divine love that we are. He sees nothing else about us. He says you are as a sun ray to the sun. You are an extension of that very light right here in a body. On earth, and that nothing else is true about you. And so he sees that, and when he walked this planet, the only thing he saw within each and every one was that truth. And because he knew the truth for himself, he could recognize that within each and every one. So that just gives you a little bit of a background as to how I'm here and why I'm here. At this particular time, he's coming now because of our upcoming year, 2012, which many have talked about and many have all their beliefs about. And what he wants us to know is that 2012 is not the end of the world. It will be the end of time as we know it. However, it will still be here, but there will come a time towards the end of 2012 where those of us that have really been walking the path of self-enlightenment now for quite a while and have raised our own vibrations and are truly trying to walk in the shoes that he walked in, that all the masters have walked in, divine love, that we will come to see even through the collective the change and the shift in consciousness, which will be more of a unity consciousness. Mother Earth is ascending, and she's ascending into what he calls fifth dimensional frequency. And dimensions, he said, are not really different places, but they are different realities, layered upon layered. And each reality, he says, has what you would call a different key to it or a different game to it, he often says. But where we're going, for those of us that choose to take the ride with Mother Earth, is into a fifth-dimensional world where everything is love, where everyone recognizes the divinity that is within each and every one, and works together and plays together and is in joy together in total unity and for the highest good of all. And in this reality, there is no money. There's no need for money because you can think a thought of what you want and it appears. So he's asking us to be in great joy and great excitement and great wonder about what's coming. And to know that all that we all are doing with each choice or love that we make is bringing that about, and it will come to pass, and it'll be known by all of us. So that's a little brief description of why I'm here. I know that Jeshua will be with us often, bringing messages. I had no idea that he was going to bring us a channeling today until 2 o'clock when I heard, "Would you please invite me in? I have a message." So, okay, shifting gears, moving with spirit. So today we are going to have a message from Jeshua, and I'm going to do my best to bring it across to you in a way that will be easy for you to hear me. Oftentimes when I get a little nervous, I speak too fast, so I'm going to try to consciously hear and consciously say it slowly so that you can take it in. And I want to say before we start that part that I'm extremely grateful for any and everyone that is here tonight. I don't know who is here, but I know that if you're here, you're here by divine agreement, that your soul, that highest part of yourself, has brought you here, and you're here for a purpose. And there will be something you'll hear tonight that will open your heart to the love that is always present. Always present. And when he speaks to us about how only love is real, through these weekly gatherings that we're going to have, as he calls them, gatherings of the heart, he will be bringing us tools and some of the dharmas that he's brought through me that will help you to lift the veil of illusion that we have placed over the truth of reality. So let's take a moment. Let's enter that heart space together, taking a breath. Breathe in the love that's all around you. Hold it for a moment. Connect with your I Am, which is the love of you, the reality, the true self of you that's with you right now and always. Connect to that place in your heart and breathe in the love. Hold it for a moment so you're connecting with your I Am, and then just breathe out any tension, any fears, any doubts. Just breathe them out. Let's do it one more time. Breathe in the love. It's all around you because the breath, dear ones, is where you connect with your I Am. Your I Am self breathes you in every moment. So when you connect with the breath, you're connecting with the source of power that abides within you. It is a very powerful place to be. Because then you're in the oneness with what alone is real. So one more breath in. We're going to hold it for a few minutes and then breathe out. Everything unlike it. Feel your shoulders soften. Let go of everything in this moment except your awareness of being right here, right now. And as we've done that practice of the breath, you've literally entered the one true heart. You're there now. We are all there now. As he often tells me, heaven is a thought away. And that thought is what we just did. I am. I connect with my I am. I am the love. I breathe the love. And I extend the love wherever I happen to be. Okay. Greetings unto you, beloved and holy and wondrous children of light, divine expressions of what I call Abba, right here on planet Earth. And it's with great joy that I come to speak with you this evening during what you would call your holiday season, what we would call your season of remembrance. And that remembrance of what alone is real, that being love. There are a group of us, and we call ourselves the lineage. And we come through this one in this way. We are as circles of light who merge their energy fields as one, and for whom I, Jeshua, am the primary spokesperson. And when we enter your space from this reality, you are home. You are in your true state, and in truth, you are actually listening to your highest self. Your voice of love. For I'm not outside of you, I am within you. And if you find yourself here, you have agreed from the level of your soul that you would be here. And that you would be here to drink in this message and make this voice of love your own voice. Yes, we are a circle of heavenly light, and we are an aspect of your one voice. The voice that comes from directly within you. We come from your divine mind, your high heart, your awareness that lives in truth right where we are. And let me say, you have tuned into our station. Yes, I know that you think you have turned into or onto the station BBS Radio. But in truth, you have tuned in by your choice into the station or frequency of divine love. You see, dear ones, allow me to try to make it simple for you. There is only one voice with many stations. Does that make sense to you? They're all your voice, depending on which station or frequency you choose to tune into. But they're all your voice. Now, does that not speak to you of oneness? And does that not say that all is love? And as the free will beings that you are, you can choose in any moment to choose to tune into any station or frequency that you so desire. Yet your soul, your highest self, has led you this night to this frequency of what you would call a radio band of light. And from this station, I promise you, love will be remembered again. That is the goal. That is why we are here. So this day we come, through Denisa, our beloved and cherished vessel, and we have asked her to come and create a space for this frequency of true knowledge, of truth. And to be able to move through her and touch and awaken hearts. We've asked her to be empty and spacious, not knowing what this is for, but knowing that love knows what it's for. And so she's willing to show up and allow this process. And as you, she will be receiving and teaching love. And we will get more into that part later. But for now, it is with great joy that we meet with you in this moment, simply to love you. Simply to love you. Simply to thank you. And simply to remind you that you are a grand part of you is here with us now where we are. There's just a very small part of your field of awareness that has chosen to play the part of the human on earth. During this magical and often confusing time, as the old world is dissolving and the new world is issued forth. And oh, yes, you've wanted this. You've stood in line to be able to be a part of this grand experiment of bringing together star seeds from all over the cosmos to see if all could come to self-realize, even when it seems that all are so separate, so divided. Yes, you are here out of your desire to be here. So take that in deeply and allow yourself to know that to be true. So, dear ones, I'm going to ask the same question of you that I asked of our beloved Denisa many years ago. And that is, will you invite me to join you in extending only that which is a direct reflection of the love that we are all bathed in within each and every moment? And will you invite me to join with you as you go about your day with the intention of loving all that you see, all that you do, and mostly, all that you be. For then we are in a truly co-creative sojourn. And when you invite me to join with you, you will come to know that I am the voice of love within you. And you will come to know, as you practice listening and moving only with this voice, that in truth is your voice of love, and it will never lead you astray. The voice voice of love is your voice, and it is within you. And all you need do is desire to hear it and desire to listen. And yes, at times I may ask of you to do things that you may not understand. And let me say, dear ones, what else is new? We laugh over here when we watch, because from where you are seeing through your earth eyes, you're not seeing what's real. And so we are not making fun of you when we say that you may not, that you truly do not understand. It's just the truth. So I won't be asking you to do things that from where we are seem so ridiculous. Like what we see you do, one of the things we see that you do is like eating those silly meals when we watch you eat on what you call your airplanes. At least they used to give you those silly meals. And yes, from here watching you flying in those planes and eating that food, it truly gives us a good laugh. Why do you eat that food, by the way? The reason we laugh is because in truth you can be in anywhere, at any time, in any moment that you want to be. And that, dear ones, is coming. That is coming. But for now, I say that your voice of love will undo the veil that you've placed over the truth. And the truth is that heaven is right where you are. The truth is that heaven is right where you are. And what does that say about you? Your mind, as it is, does not understand really the truth of anything. However, when that very mind becomes the servant of love, then you will come to know that love is all that is real. And love, my love, is with you always. Nudging you, often stretching you to let go of all of the thoughts of yourself that were never true about you. For you see, dear ones, you are remembering your Christ mind. And allow us to say by Christ mind, we simply mean that part of your mind that does not know fear. And that part of your mind that knows love is all that is to be valued. Yes, there is a part of your mind that does not know fear. And I am speaking of your divine mind, your pure essence, that is the part of you that we are speaking to right now. And this alone is the part of you that your voice of love will speak to you from. Allow me to say this is not a conditional love as your world knows love. For you see, in your world, love is very much conditional. And as you give conditional love, guess what you receive back? Conditional love. But you want to bathe in what is real, and that is unconditional love. This is a love that encompasses the whole of creation as your responsibility and heals all things by loving all things. Allow me to repeat that for you. This is a love that encompasses the whole of creation as your responsibility and heals all things by loving all things. So within that statement I'm asking of you, are you willing to take on the truth that you're a powerful creator? And that what you see is your creation, and that love alone heals all things, and that it is your responsibility to bring unconditional love to each and every arising. As you dive into unconditional love, which begins always with love of the self, your true self. You are now a conduit of unconditional love, and that is what you will receive. And I think all of you know that way down deep, we so desire to feel that we are unconditionally loved. But that unconditional love begins with unconditional love of yourself. And why? Because when you know it for yourself, and you bring it to yourself, and you give it to yourself, then there's no one that can pass you by that you don't see it within them and bring it to them. And so we'll ask of you to bring that love to all that you see and all that you do. And as you fill yourself with this absolute unconditional love of the truth of yourself, allow me to say there is an overspill. And that overspill reaches out and touches souls in ways you may never be aware of. And oftentimes there will be moments when you will know from the depths of your being that by listening and acting with your voice of love, you have gifted another in such a way that is beyond this world. And again, in doing so, you will receive it for yourself. And I call this the holy instant. For it is whole, it is complete, it is pure divine love received by you and given by you from the very heart of the divine. This is truly what it is to love as God loves. This is to be as that God spark you truly are. And it will take a retraining of your mind. But, oh, dear ones, has that mind been bringing you anything that is truly real? The answer is no. So allow what is real to be experienced as you love yourself unconditionally. And taken even further, allow me to say that when you judge anything, you're judging yourself, your divine self. And why? Because it's all you. It's all you. What you give, you immediately receive. So let me ask of you, would you rather be right about what you think you see, or would you rather be happy? Would you rather judge and lose yourself, which is to leave the heart? Or would you rather love and receive that love for yourself? And even more than that, would you truly desire to know the peace of God? For when you come to experience for yourself that only love is real, oh, then you will know the peace of God. So if your answer is yes, then dive into the voice of love within you and allow that voice to lead the way. I would say to make not a choice without asking first of that voice and then taking the action to follow through. For it's within the action of the following through with what love whispers to you that you'll come to know that this voice is truly, truly in love with you. And it wants only that which is of the highest good for you and for all. My deepest desire, dear ones, my purpose for extending myself into this realm of existence is that you come to know this voice of love as your own. It's for you to come to know that you are the one you've been seeking. For you see, you are the light that lights this world. And many of you have projected that responsibility onto me through a lot of the teachings that are out there in the world that were never, ever the teachings that were the true teachings that I gave. But that's another story. We won't go into that story right now. But in case you haven't noticed, I'm not here in the body. You're here in a body. And it's been a very nice dream to believe that Jeshua is the savior of the world and to disown that responsibility and project it outward onto some savior outside of you. And let me say, no, that is not the way. That will not take you where you truly desire to be. You are the one who chose to enter the dream of separation, and you are the one who chose to forget the truth of yourself. Only so that you could experience what it would be like to create a reality separate from love. You're the creators, and voila, here you are. But I say unto you now is the time to take on the responsibility for your creations by bringing your unconditional love to all of you and all you see is you. So in the upcoming of days on the movie screen of the collective, there will be much chaos going on. First of all, and please hear me well, it is all perfectly perfect. Drink that in. It is all perfectly perfect. It is the dance of change. It is the dance of the old leaving and the new beginning. And in truth, it's the answer to your very prayers. And as with all births, there will be birth pains. There will be labor pains. However, I will share with you something today. I will ask you to remember this in your days to come. It already happened. It already happened. The ascension, the coming home to love of all of creation already happened. You precious hearts are watching a rerun. Yes, this is so. You are simply experiencing the thought that you could be separate from God, and in truth, the moment you took the thought, the voice of love within you already placed a bridge within you that, if followed, brings you home to the remembrance that you never left, that you never left love. You simply thought you did. Thus creating worlds upon worlds of seeming separation, none of which are real. So let me say it's time to put the old toy away. Simply set it aside as a toy outgrown, and that toy being the game of I am not one with love, and all that I see is real. That's the game. That you're not one with love, and that everything you think you're seeing is real. With that knowingness, then what is your role in this grand ushering in of the golden age? Is it for you to wait on some source outside of yourself to save you? No. There's much of that going on, by the way. Is it for you to go out and protest against what is? No. And why? Well, dear ones, you would be protesting against love's perfect tapestry that is already bringing all home to love. And if you can truly take that in, you will come to know peace within again. So it is for you to be the presence of peace. It is for you to rediscover what it is to abide within the heart and allow all around you to be as it is. It is for you to extend unconditional love from your heart center to all that arises. And mostly it's for you to love you, for all of it's you, dancing the dance of the at-one-ment of the whole, back to source, back to love. Your world as you know it is dissolving, but this dissolvement of the world of duality is a divine process. There is nothing to fear. It's to be celebrated. It's for you to remember that it already happened and rejoice and dance at what all of you have accomplished, each and every one of you. So it will be for you to live within the heart, and we will be speaking to you of that more in future gatherings. But for now, it's for you to start to open the door to your heart so widely that not one thing that arises can be seen outside of your heart. And I'll just say that one more time. It is for you to start to open the door to your heart so widely that not one thing that arises can be seen outside of it. Reclaim the innocence of the little child and enter each day within a state of magic and wonder, excitement and expectation, expecting miracles, expecting magic. Many of you are someplace that you're not quite sure where you are. Many of you are feeling this as an uncomfortableness, as much of what you've known or believed to be of value in your life is changing, much is leaving. Allow this process. Allow any tears that come as you seemingly are letting go of many relationships. Relationships being person, place, or thing. They're all relationships. And since they were born in time, they will end in time, yet the love remains. The love goes nowhere. It simply changes form. So let me end this part by saying that your goal is to allow all that's not in alignment with this new reality that you are in right now. And even though you all seem to be in your same bed and in your same house and in your same neighborhood, I will tell you that the reality you're in today is different than it was yesterday. It's all fresh and new. So allow what's falling away as the light is coming in and removing every creation born of fear. Allow it to fall away so that the new and the grand and the glorious and all that you would desire to be can move in. Only love is real, dear ones. There is nothing that is of love that can ever leave you. You may choose to leave a situation. Somebody may choose to leave you. But no one and nothing can be outside of your heart unless you remove them from your heart, yourself. And so, dear ones, I'm going to leave now. I am honored to be here to share with you this message. I hope you will come and join with me as we will bring the dharmas and the teachings to self-enlightenment through this show, and we will guide you through the coming changes in 2012. Know that you are dearly, dearly, dearly loved, and that all of us here remember the love we are every time we gaze upon beautiful you. Welcome to the show, The Voice of Love. If it be your deepest desire to know and experience the peace of God, if it be your deepest desire to live from within the heart, free of the perceptions that have kept you locked in duality, if it be your deepest desire to be touched by love in such a way that your very soul awakens to itself, then this will be the space for you. I am simply an empty vessel, empty of self, that allows divine love to move through me. Hearts are open, miracles are experienced, and it's simply love moving through me, touching all who come and gather with the intention of remembering that you are the light that lights this world, and nothing else has ever been true about you. We will journey together through the coming changes, be taught how to stay within the heart, as the old world dissolves and a new world appears. We will together discover the depths of unconditional love that our true self has for us and is waiting so patiently for us to experience. We will learn together how we block that very love from being revealed to us. I have witnessed miraculous healing, and it is my pleasure and delight to bring the voice of love out into the world. It is an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to being with all of you who would choose to gather with me. With great blessings, Denisa. Carmela has a little something to share with us. We don't have a lot of time, but I would like her. It has to do with the discovery of opening the door to her heart and how it's what's come from that for her. So take just a few moments here, Carmela, and give a brief explanation of what that has what doing that for you has done for your life.
Okay. I have always been one to come from my head. I needed to know philosophy. I needed to know background. I needed to know. It seems as though if I didn't know it, then I couldn't do it. And then I met Denisa through Jeshua, or vice versa, and started to learn about love. That love is the engine. Love is the tool. Love is the motor that puts everything into motion. It did for me. I had to find a way, a physical action way, to get into my heart because I didn't really understand what that meant. So I created a door with the doorknob and put it on top of my physical heart in the center of my chest. And I check it all the time to make sure the door is open. I go there and breathe through that door. I talk into that door. I listen through that door. I'm quiet through that door. And I get everything that I need from that door. I ask my questions. I hear my answers. Whether it's right or wrong, I act on it. And it's growing. It's growing. And it proves to me that love goes ahead of us to give us what we need. I found my proof. It was my experience. Now I can act from that experience and know the truth. Thank you for listening to me.
And Carmela, thank you for sharing. I know you didn't have a lot of time, but she's been on quite a journey, and she found this magical way for her of having this door that she places over her heart, making sure it's open, and communing with that voice all the time. And many miracles are happening for her. And now, see, what Jeshua talks about is she knows by listening to the voice, following the voice, things are being revealed to her where she just knows she's surrounded in love. So I really appreciate you coming on, Carmela. I so do appreciate it. I think this is my first show in a while, so I think I don't know if we're running out of time. Dawn, are you there?
Well, there's still 10 more minutes to the hour.
Yeah, did we have anybody else with questions? Okay, I'm going to give out a phone number right now. If anybody has a question, it's 530-413-5011. That's 530-413-5011. So if you have a burning desire or question, call in right now. We've got a few moments. In the meantime, I just want to say that on my website, which is thebridgetohome.com, there's the ebook. It's called The Bridge to Home. It's in an ebook form. You can download it. I think it's only $7.99. It has all the dharmas in there that we will be talking about and experiencing together through these shows. There's also a book called The Bridge to Home. The ebook, however, is more updated, and it's very simple to download. And it would be very valuable for you. These are the teachings that were brought to me, that brought me to the realization of who I am, who we truly are. And it's the way of the mystic. You often hear of the mystic where they can see through the veil and love reveals itself. Well, this is the way. These practices take you to that experience. And I can say that because it happens for me all the time. And it's the reason I'm here. It's my deepest desire that others get to experience much of what I have been able to experience as I've been willing to listen, willing to trust, and willing to act when I hear my own voice of love. Also, I'm going to ask of you so I can continue to keep the show going. If anyone would like to donate to help me with that, feel free to donate on my site. It will be greatly appreciated. And I hope that you will come back and join with me. We will have normally a lot more time for questions. We just happened to have Jeshua come in with a channeling tonight. I wasn't aware that we were going to. However, let's all thank him, the love he is, for being right here with us in this hour. And I am sure many of you could feel that presence. So when we get off the phone, you may feel a lot going on within you because there are many frequencies, many divine light code lights, I call them, divine encoding that comes through me, and it will touch your soul. You may feel spirit around you. You may feel a lot going on around your crown chakra. You may feel cold feelings, all kinds of different sensations. If you feel those, know that it's come through and touched your soul. You may not feel them, but I just want you to be aware that a lot more goes on than just hearing the words and thinking the thoughts and being here in your earth body. There will be much more going on. And with that, all of you, thank you for being here tonight. I look forward to being with you again. And remember to be in joy. Remember to love yourself. And go inside that door, knock on that door within you, and open up that heart center and begin to discover what alone is real. Thank you all. Have a wonderful evening.